Ashley?
Incorrect.
It would not be
had a poor choice. Yeah, had a poor choice because she's
dancer.
A good dancer.
Okay.
It was Boston Rob.
Who stood there like a statue while the guy danced around him.
Three more questions? Would that be a right? Okay. I'm going to do three more questions to determine who wins the first ever Mikey Show P1 Hall of Fame Challenge.
Come on.
We're not ready. It's over to you, Phaedra. I'm going to try to take it easy on you, okay?
I appreciate it.
Which member of the show has aspirations to be an actor and a singer?
Oh, that's so easy.
Boston Rob.
That is correct.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Good job.
P1 Instigator.
Go ahead.
What was the only movie that Mikey watched, hit rewind, and then watched again right away?
Wow.
When you first saw it.
Tough question.
Shoot, I should have worn a low-cut top today so I could have got the easy ones.
P1 Instigator, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice. I like him.
P1 Instigator, the question is, what was the only movie that Mikey watched, hit rewind, and then watched again right away?
The Shawshank Redemption.
That is incorrect. The answer is Clerks. Oh. Man, these questions, man. There's some. I'm really helping you guys out. Some of these questions are hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one was hard. That 4 a.m. one.
P1 Scooby. When Eddie lived in Rochester, he walked a mile in a bad snowstorm to buy what beverage?
Gatorade?
Incorrect.
Oh.
The answer is Eddie.
Coca-Cola.
That's right. Is that it? Or one more? One more?
That was three.
That was three. Was that three?
One more round?
One more.
Sky, who is our winner?
Oh, man.
Come over here. Come over. Actually, go to the microphone, Sky.
Scooby came in first place with 4 correct answers. Yeah. Skater and Phaedra tied for second place with 3 correct apiece.
Wow, look at that. I think we should have a, question off between the two of them to see who's the better P1 between the two of them.
Make them even, though.
But congratulations, Scooby. You have won tickets to see Aerosmith and Motley Crue.
That is awesome. I'm not worthy.
All right, you two. Want to have a little... Now, this is just for pride.
Make them even, though, Mikey.
Second place.
How many questions?
No, make the questions even or equal.
Three questions.
ID first.
Side day.
You're listening to the 28-hour Mikey Marathon.
Brought to you by Fox 6 News.
On KIOZ, San Diego's rock station.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m.
P1 Phaedra?
Yep.
Where did Mikey and Rebecca get married?
Maui.
That is correct. P1 Instigator.
Yes.
What San Diego Charger does Sky have a crush on?
Roman Oban.
That is correct.
Nice.
He's hot.
Whoa.
What?
Because he's is black. P1 Phaedra?
Yes.
What is Mikey's favorite television channel?
Food Network.
That is correct.
Hello, Mama.
Three total for each.
Oh, he's so confused. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
P1 Instigator. Who sits in and reports the sports news when Eddie is out of the studio?
I better get this.
Yeah. No hints.
Oh,
I'm not doing nothing.
Come on.
B-Rob.
That is correct.
And unfair.
What? And unfair.
You didn't even look at me when I did.
And unfair.
Phaedra.
Yes.
What condiment does Sky absolutely detest?
Mustard.
Wow!
Bravo!
Oh, I'm so proud of you. She's coming back.
I'm on fire.
She's showing that she's got it. Got a girl.
Gotta get this right, Instigator.
P1 Instigator.
Your heart beating fast?
Smack talk.
Sweaty palms, sweaty palms.
Well, who's instigating now?
No.
Oh!
Ooh.
I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
Maybe I should have worn an Abercrombie and Fitch shirt, and then we'd get along great.
Oh,
hey, okay, hard right
hey,
now.
Hey, hey.
Whoa.
P1 Instigator.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What is the name of Eddie's stalker?
Oh, come on.
Amy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. I like how he does the dramatic pause
That's
before
awesome.
He answers.
It's tied.
Nice.
I can't believe that you didn't call me.
Are you ready, Phaedra?
I hope so.
What is the name of Mikey's character nephew who comes in and makes fun of Sean's clothes from time to time?
Hey, man, that's my homie Beto.
That is correct.
Beto?
Beto.
Not necessary.
You want Instigator?
Yes.
Many of Sean's favorite songs were recorded in which decade?
Sean loves the 80s, Mike.
That's correct. Wow. Call me Mikey.
I love the dramatic pause.
I love the dramatic pause.
I do too.
It's so great.
P1 Phaedra.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
What is Big Charlie?
Great question.
There's no way.
Great question.
You know that?
Again, what is Big Charlie?
Oh.
Is it? No, I have no idea. I'm sorry.
P1 Scooby, would you like to answer? Or should we let Eddie, should we let P1 Instigator have the chance to steal? He doesn't know either. Scooby, do you know? What is Big Charlie?
Oh, I do know.
What is it?
This guy would turn around, you'd be able to see it on her back.
Oh, very good.
That's correct.
Very good.
There you go. Way to pull it up, bro.
It's a big mole on Sky's back. Eddie, so what do we do? You're a winner. Look at that, Instigator.
Good job, Instigator.
Phaedra, I'm so sorry. By the way, our program director, Shauna, I am me. And apparently you have made a big fan out of her, Instigator. She said she was very sorry you lost. Apparently she loves your approach. Good job, guys. Give yourself a big round of applause. Very nice.
Awesome.
Done. Very nice. Done. There you go, guys. We got a little parting gifts. And go ahead, Scooby. Do you want to say something?
Yeah, can I just say what's up to my friends real
quick? Yeah, go ahead.
I want to say what's up to my friend Manny.
All right, perfect. That's good,
and
Scooby.
Jacob.
Okay, well.
My nephew Jacob.
There you go.
Also known as P1 Scrappy.
There you go.
Oh, Scrappy.
Yeah, go ahead, Instigator.
Mikey, for the show, I don't know if you noticed when I came in, but in your memory, I decided to wear my corduroy pants this morning.
There you go. Well, I appreciate that, and very nice. Four people got that. Me, my mother, my father, and my depressed soul. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming in, guys. Appreciate it. That's it.
Again, thanks for having us.
You got it. Scooby's coming back tonight, right? Was it Scooby?
I can.
I don't know who I'm thinking of. Somebody's coming back to watch the movies.
He's losing it.
Yeah, I am. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Congrats.
Hey, man. Good to meet you, man.
Thank you. Scooby, thanks for coming in.
Bye, guys. Have a good day.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for the lasagna. Thank your wifey.
Oh, the lasagna?
Yeah, dude. Looks bomb. Homemade over here.
What Russell just, Russell from sales sent a email and said that he should be in here defending his title. I wonder how many of these he could get.
Get him down here.
Oh, get in here, Russell.
Come on, Russell. Punk. Bring it on.
Get in here, Russell.
These questions are hard, Russell.
I don't know what we should do about the people that are trying to bring food. There's so many people, and we have so much of it. That's the thing.
And we're going to be, you know, having lunch in about an hour.
Yeah, Lou Bush in about 12 hours is supposed to bring.
He's really mad about that.
Uh-oh. Are you kidding me?
I know.
Give me a break.
What's going on?
Are you kidding me?
I sent him a text yesterday. I said, don't forget, 2 o'clock tomorrow. He sends me one back. F you, I heard you on the radio.
But Eddie, he is late to everything. Listen, I'm going to be very clear about Lou Bush. He makes the best barbecue I've ever had in my life, period.
It's true.
Nobody better, and I mean by a lot, it's not even close. I don't even know who comes in kind of second place to Lou Bush in the barbecue, because it's so good. It's incredible.
Maybe Sonny Bryan's in Dallas, Texas.
Maybe. But they're a long way off from Lou Bush. But when Lou came to my home to bring the stuff, Eddie said to me, dude, tell him an hour before you want him to be there. If you want him there at 5, tell him.
No,
I hit the delay on that one. And I did.
I swear, I wasn't trying to touch anything.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And I did, and he was an hour late.
Right.
It worked out perfect. Eddie had it worked out perfect. But Lou is bringing barbecue today. He said what time?
I told him 2 o'clock.
Okay. If he makes it here today at 2 o'clock, I will be so thrilled.
Yeah, prove us all wrong, dude.
Prove us wrong, Lou. I will be thrilled. P1, too much blue eyeshadow is on the line.
That is awesome.
Go ahead.
Hey, Mikey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I was just saying you were getting tired earlier on the show. You're yawning already. I think you need a little more androstenedione and eggnog.
No, it's not androstenedione. It's androlone.
Androlone.
It's nandrolone, isn't it?
Nandrolone.
Oh, man. That would be funny.
And some eggnog.
It would have been funny if you would have got it right.
That's right. Lights out.
How long does it take Russell to get down here?
That's a far-out question.
Is he Boston Rob
now? That is a far-out question.
Look at Rob looking like, what did I do?
How long is it going to take Russell to get down here from the sales department? It's not like he's having to work on any calls or anything like that. He's Microsoft.
Yeah.
True.
Hey, can you call my wife, Ashley, and tell her to bring me the little earbuds and be very specific with her? Tell her that they are called Shure, S-H-U-R-E. Yeah, spell it for her so she makes sure she gets the right ones. They're little earbuds. They're called Shure earbuds. And tell her that they are in my left top desk drawer. We have to do all this on the air. Oh, and then I need maybe Bobby Kernels to go to Fry's, right, Sean? Can you tell him what to get?
Yes, I can tell him.
Where is Bobby Kernels?
He's taking care of the...
Oh, he is? Is he in the middle of something?
Yeah, he's going to...
Okay. Bobby Kernels, when you're done taking care of them, come on in here and, yeah... I'll get you to help me out. Yeah. You can tell her, Ashley. She doesn't have to come on the air. Okay. Man, we got a lot of stuff we can do. I have so many things we can go to. Brandon Vera, by the way, is coming in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from the UFC.
Cool.
He's going to be coming in the studio. Who's he taking on, Eddie?
Dude, huge match. The next UFC fights. He's going to be taking on former heavyweight champion Frank Mir. For the number one contender status for the heavyweight championship. So if he wins that fight, he gets a title shot.
Dang.
Holy cow.
So we could have P1 Brandon Vera as the heavyweight champion of the world for the UFC.
You know what I did not work out for myself when I left today? Hmm. And I needed this last year too. A little first. A what? What did you say?
No.
What did he say?
No.
What did he say?
What happened, Mike?
What did he say? What did he say?
I'm not getting involved.
I thought maybe it was a tampon you were looking
for. No, that's not. No, I understand where the joke was going. There's Russell from sales. Yeah. Little first aid pack. I need some Tylenol.
Eddie, do you still have some in
the
office?
I think I might have some.
All right, Russell, have a seat.
Where do you want? You want them here?
It doesn't matter. Let's see if Russell can get any of these.
Oh, come on. I think there is some in the office. You want me to go check?
Yeah, see if it's Tylenol.
Come on, Russell.
Hey, guys. How's everybody feeling?
Hi. You look snazzy.
Oh, thank you. So do you.
Thank you.
Russell, what days of the week? It would start out easy. What days of the week is the Mikey Show broadcast on Rock 105.3?
Wow. Tough ones. Monday through Friday.
Incorrect.
Monday through Friday.
Incorrect.
Wow.
Incorrect. First question is wrong. Every day but Sunday.
I took that one too easy.
Every day but Sunday. Russell, what kind of mattress does Mikey sleep on?
A Sleep Train mattress?
That is incorrect. He sleeps on a Stearns and Foster Dreamline.
Well, wait.
From Sleep Train.
You are
from Sleep Train. I asked, what kind of mattress do I sleep on?
Technicality.
How is that a technicality?
Wow.
Sky, right? If I ask, what kind of mattress does Mikey sleep on? I don't sleep on Sleep Train mattress.
There's a bit of a loophole. If you would have said what brand.
I get my mattress is from Sleep Train.
If you would have said what brand.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Microsoft, come on.
Yeah. Thought you knew everything, dude.
Not everything. I know a lot.
Oh, all right.
Talking to the microphone, how about that? Yeah. Oh, hello.
Well, hello.
Give him a good one, Mike.
Okay, Russell, during Boston Rob's contest, The Boyfriend.
Yes.
Instead of handing out roses to the ladies he chose, what would he give them instead?
Dirt bags?
That is correct. Guy's good.
Not bad.
Nice guy.
Why so spiky today?
Nah, you know.
A little extra gel.
A little spiky.
I like it.
Extra gel. Just checking. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
By the way, is your lovely wife making that dessert?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, she made it without bananas for Eddie.
Oh, wow.
She made it without bananas?
With and with.
Well,
with and without.
Hello.
With and with. I'm going to die. Either way.
Bananas and with bananas.
Wow. Russell.
I'm sounding really smart.
During Ashley's contest, The Girlfriend.
Ooh.
Instead of handing out roses to the male suitors, what would she offer instead?
Condoms?
That is correct.
Wow.
Bravo, sir.
Although I should probably think about that.
Russell, as revealed on the Mikey Show, what is the first thing Mikey does when he comes home from work?
Strips down naked?
That is correct.
Russell's usually
I
there.
I shouldn't know that. Pretty embarrassing.
Who from the Mikey Show was once quoted as saying, I'm not gay, but I'll learn.
Oh, my God.
All of us?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Eddie.
That is incorrect.
No, I was going with your answer.
Whatever.
It was Sean.
Oh. Wow.
Ah.
Wow.
Have you learned?
Still in the process.
It's a long process.
But you could help me.
No.
We said earlier that Big Charlie was a gigantic mole.
It's
humongous.
It's like a deformation.
It's like the size of a dime. Get
show
over yourself.
Show it to Russell and see what he thinks.
My wife just
got teeth. It's another person.
It can smile at
you. You know that
it's
thing.
It's the size of a dime.
No, here's what it is.
It is too.
You know the scene.
The size of a person.
You know the thing that they were going to make Luke Skywalker jump into in Return of the Jedi out in the desert?
Shut up. That's so dumb.
Show Russell and see if Russell thinks it's big.
Well, what? Am I going to take my shirt off?
You don't have to take it off.
All right.
Lift it and show him Big Charlie.
How can I? I
have to look the other way.
I can't show him?
Do you want me to lift it up?
Wow.
Let me see. All right.
Yeah.
Lift it up, bro.
Ow! Oh, my goodness.
Ow!
This is almost like taking your shirt off. Wouldn't we go the other way?
Take it off!
Oh, my gosh!
Wow.
Look at Big Charlie!
See, it's like the size of a
dime.
That's
like a half dollar.
It's the result of a sunburn.
It's a dime.
Yeah.
It got worse because of that sunburn.
My wife just had one removed yesterday.
Okay, well, anyway.
You had it looked at?
Concerning Big Charlie.
Yes.
Who named Big Charlie?
Yeah, take a wild guess, Russell.
Yeah,
Sky.
No,
like he wasn't gonna figure it out.
Sky. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go with one of you guys, and I'm gonna say you.
No, it was Eddie.
Have you never met my friend Eddie before?
Well, yes, but
come on, Russell.
Wow.
Do the very last question. It's a great one.
Size okay. of a dime.
I think it's 200.
Oh no! What? What is the last question? What? What is it?
What did Sky once give Mikey for a housewarming present?
Oh.
Look at Sky going, it's a perfectly fine question.
It's a perfectly fine gift.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's an awesome gift. I wish someone would give me that.
Someone should.
No.
And I would appreciate it and not throw it back in their face.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Because it's a jackass plant for crying out loud.
He didn't answer yet.
Oh, well, let's talk about it.
Jackass plant?
He gave me the, she gave me the jackass plant.
It's called a donkey's ear.
Sweet.
See, it's nice. It has nothing to do with jackass.
Mm-hmm.
It's a donkey's ear. It's fuzzy.
Nothing to do with it.
Thank you, Russell.
What is Ashley's favorite beverage?
Lager.
Bonus points for saying.
Well, the answer is written here. W-A-A-H hyphen D-E-R.
No, it's not.
Lager. Yes, it is. That's the way it's written here.
Water. What is wrong with that?
Just keeping
score. Russell, what is Eddie's favorite number to play on roulette?
Oh, we did this one on the air the other day, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He should have known from the first 50 times it was said. Then he should know from the time
33?
That
we
said. That's correct.
How did you guess that? I think I remember hearing that.
Whoa.
What affliction did Sky once suffer from so severely that she could not finish her shift and had to have her mom pick her up and take her home?
France? Oh, Russell. I just said it like 5 seconds ago.
Oh, my God. We're burning alive.
Sean.
It was a second degree
finger quotes.
Sunburn.
Wow.
There's degrees to sunburns, Mike?
The burn is a burn,
of
Eddie.
Of course there's not, Eddie.
Yes, there are.
Of course there's not.
You
Eddie,
as a doctor
have you ever heard?
That,
have you ever heard of a third degree sunburn?
Never.
Yes.
What is that? Down to the bone, the burn?
Yes.
The sunburn?
Yes.
Is down
Mike.
To the? It's a sunburn down to the bone.
So for, let me get this straight. First degree, you can work. Second degree, you gotta go home. You gotta call your mom.
Well, when
home.
It
well,
flares
listen,
up,
listen,
when
Eddie,
you re-expose
Eddie,
it
Eddie,
to the sun.
Eddie.
It comes back.
Eddie.
Yes, I re-exposed it to the sun during
first
lunch.
Degree sunburn. First degree sunburn, you can work. Okay?
Right.
Second degree sunburn, you come to Mikey shaking.
I was shaking?
Yes, you were.
I knew I was crying. I didn't
she
know
was
it was
crying?
That bad.
Well, yeah, it was that bad.
Wow. I feel bad for that girl.
She was crying.
I mean, you would think friends would be sympathetic if someone is crying.
I think everybody was sympathetic.
Yeah.
That day.
Well, not this day.
Russell, very good. You've proved yourself to be a P1.
What is it?
What, huh?
There's no ring of putting my name up in the studio.
Yeah, we'll put your name up in here.
But he's like got like half of them wrong.
Here's a question for you.
Oh, wait, I thought we were...
How many one-night stands has Mikey had?
Wow. Did we say that on the air?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's a lot. Let's say... No, I think it's maybe 3.
0.
Wow.
Never had a one-night stand. Creeps me out. The idea of it. The idea of waking up next to somebody. First of all...
Do you have to spend the night on a one-night stand?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
So you don't have to wake up.
Why? What do most people do with a one-night stand? They leave before the morning comes, like Dracula?
Yeah,
that's news to me.
I'm getting emails from the other salespeople. Gina,
oh, no.
B-Dub.
Uh-oh.
And they're saying, Russell's a dork. These questions are easy.
Get them in here.
Yeah, come
get
on,
them
so
in here. Get Gina.
I beat them before. They want to come back.
Ooh.
That's okay.
Wow.
I challenge you again, Hessian.
Really?
Hessian.
Hessian.
Do they all still listen?
No.
They do not.
They are.
They do not.
Right now,
why are they sending the emails, you clown? Russell,
who was the winner of the original Mikey Show Apprentice?
Wowzers.
You know
original
that.
Original Mikey Show Apprentice.
Russell, don't get nervous. You know that.
I wasn't here for that one. Why don't I know that?
Oh, I'm embarrassed for you right now.
I know.
It was P1 Levi.
I was going to answer. I mean, I was talking at you.
He was legitimately offended that you gave him the answer. Right.
That's okay.
I was going to answer.
Damn it!
I was going to answer that.
All right.
What costume did Mikey wear to the 2005 Rock 105.3 Boo Ball?
I was in Tampa at that time. I wasn't around.
Last year's Boo Ball?
Who was in it last year's? Was he?
2005. What costume did I wear to the Rock 105.3?
Wait, no, that wasn't 2005.
That was
2004. That was 2004.
Sky, he wasn't at
shut up.
Oh.
So there was... He didn't. Well, he
well Sky
there.
Just gave it away.
I knew you weren't there.
She can't
he
help it
first.
Not...
He said he wasn't there.
So then I would have talked
he said today. He wasn't there, and then I started thinking about it.
She's not doing that. If she's not doing that, she's going, oh, we know who that was.
Oh, God.
You're I bet brutal. You were like that as a kid.
Oh, you're brutal.
Damn it!
Hey, Charlie.
That's not my name.
What's Boy Blunder's first name?
Budweiser?
That is correct.
That is correct.
That's correct.
Wow, wow. Yes.
Or Rick.
We would have also accepted Rick.
Yeah.
Or Fatso.
Oh, no, God. Oh, come on.
Bald Fatso.
All right, we'll wait. We'll wait till some of the other people get down here. We'll do some more stuff. All right, Britney Spears has officially filed for divorce with Kevin Federline. Go ahead, Scott.
I don't know if you want to talk about this right now, but it just popped up on TMZ, and I'm sure Sean could play it for us if you want. Is audio of the girls on The View today throwing an anti-K-Fed bash where they're celebrating the fact that Britney finally got rid of that loser K-Fed.
What about her being a loser for marrying him the first
Dude,
time in
like
the first place?
There's confetti falling and like.
Hey, dumb heads, you dumb hens.
Yeah. Dude.
How about that? She's pretty dumb too,
yeah.
Because she had a kid with somebody she knew she was on the outs with.
Right.
Is that kind of stupid too? Okay. Go ahead. You have audio. Go ahead.
Starting up. Open a window.
Yeah, they play that commercial, that Dove commercial first.
Eddie, are you? Oh, really?
Eddie likes the part where the
Let's
girl runs.
Let's hear the Dove commercial.
Let's hear the Dove commercial.
Yeah, that's Eddie's favorite part.
That's awesome.
Nice and slow.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Salespeople are.
P1B Dub.
Here we go.
Starting to come in.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fat Puppet.
Bloody.
Eddie, did you come up with that nickname?
I think didn't you, Brian?
It's the day after, and I just want to say I never expected anything like this. I'm over the moon excited.
Yes. How do you feel, Elizabeth?
I am both shocked and devastated.
Yes, I know, but it's the biggest news in the country, ladies and gentlemen. Britney Spears is leaving K-Fed confetti!
It's all throughout the audience and everything.
Oh, they're putting confetti throughout
all
the whole audience.
Over the place.
It's ridiculous. All right, Hessian. Hessian, B Dub, and Russell, go over to the microphone. Can we begin with you, Hessian?
Okay.
Can we keep score? Yes,
revenge.
Keep score.
Uh oh.
Hessian.
Yes?
Look at how confident Russell looks right now. So cocky.
Yeah.
I'm just standing here, admiring everything.
What?
Okay, Hessian. Which bit ends with Eddie saying, "You're welcome, San Diego"?
Steel.
Maybe a tough love with Eddie?
That's correct.
Maybe. Did you say maybe?
Oh, well, you
so
know.
Hessian.
B Dub.
I'm not cocky like Russell.
Present.
Which twisted advice offering character does Mikey play on the show?
Well, he does Dr. Phil.
That is correct.
Oh, this is going to be tough.
Russell.
Hello.
What is the cool sports related job of Eddie's former roommate?
A scout.
That's correct. For what team?
Is the Padres?
That is correct.
Is that two?
Yes.
No. I get two.
Oh,
no.
Two.
No.
Of course not.
Come on. Seriously.
Hessian. Which member of the show admitted to enjoying a daily, quote, quick snapper?
Ashley?
That's correct.
Wow! Hessian! Hessian!
Hessian!
Hessian! Bless
crack
you!
Crack was whack. So weird. Weed. This is so weird.
B-dub.
This is so odd.
Hessian!
I went away.
Oh, good. God bless you.
B-dub.
Never before.
What material did the Mikey Show use to cover every item in Shauna's office with?
Ooh, I think that was cellophane.
That is incorrect. It was aluminum foil. Russell. Name the bit that involved Boy Blunder saying outrageous things to strangers and reporting their reaction. Wow.
I don't know that answer.
That is the elevator idiot.
I can't post.
No excuse.
I know. I should be listening back to you.
Just for the record, most of this stuff I was at another radio station and learned.
Oh, quit it.
Hessian.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Too much pepper in here. Hessian!
Hessian, who was Ashley's short-lived female counterpart to Eddie's character, Tortilla?
Oh. Impossible. Yeah. That impossible. Yeah. That is one impossible. Time, and it lasted 30 seconds.
I thought that there was reference to it a couple of times.
Maybe.
Couple of times.
Well,
Russell,
Eddie,
you don't know?
Impossible.
Maybe it's impossible. Brilliant. Russell doesn't know either.
No, I don't know.
Let's hear from that character now. It was Ashley's character. This was the counterpart to Eddie's character, Tortilla.
Orale, what's up?
That's right. That's
it's Tortilla.
Tortilla
and?
Orale, I'm Corn Tortilla.
Corn Tortilla. Orale. That's right. It was Corn Tortilla.
Oh. That is Tortilla's girlfriend.
Awesome. That's right.
The worst ever.
Tortilla's girlfriend, Corn Tortilla.
Thank you.
30 seconds.
Thank
I was going to say flour.
Yeah.
All right, Hessian, I'm gonna ask you another question.
Okay, thanks.
Why did she get another one?
Because everybody agreed, even Russell said, that like nobody's going to know that. And Eddie, you were like, yeah, it was one time in the...
Yeah.
All
right.
Fair enough.
That's cool. Play a favorite.
Thanks.
Wow. Hessian!
Hessian! Oh, you know that all the times that we've done that, Hessian has never one time asked, why do you guys do that?
Why do you do it? It's odd.
We're imitating a friend of ours from Texas that used to just talk like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we have no idea why we do it. And you've heard us do it before. Yeah. Like, we talk about it and we go, hey, it's from that, all right? Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Real good, all right?
It sounds like a pig squeal, you know?
Hessian.
It's definitely developed into a sneeze now, which I think is awesome.
Yep.
Hessian!
All right.
Squeal.
Yeah. Hessian, when Boston Rob was first hired, what was his on-air job title?
Wait, what? Repeat, please.
When Boston Rob was first hired, what was his on-air job title?
Phone screener?
That is incorrect. He was a stunt boy. Hasn't been that for a year and a half.
15 years, going on 16.
Mm. Yep.
I didn't listen to you guys back then.
Oh.
Oh, well, that was pretty hurtful.
Yes. Oh, I didn't think she moved here yet.
But now I love.
Making friends and influencing people, ladies and gentlemen.
Now she sells this pitiful show.
That's right.
Oh, I love you guys.
B-dub. Who hosts the Weekend Mikey Show Best of Replays?
That's going to be Ashley.
That is correct.
My favorite.
Microsoft.
Thank you, Ashley.
Wow, that was rude.
I'm so mad at you right now.
Wow.
I'm so mad at you.
What an awful thing to say.
You know, we're all standing right here.
Aw.
What kind of creature was the Mikey Show office pet?
Fish?
That is correct.
Oh, look at B-Dub. Oh, says a beta.
On. And then again, I am the assistant to the program director.
No, you're not.
Hessian.
Mm-hmm.
How tall is Boston Rob?
Like, shorter than me.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Accurate.
Yeah. Wow.
Can you tell me exactly how tall he is?
5'9".
Ah, yes, correct.
No, that is incorrect. 5'8" and a quarter.
Yeah.
And that has day. He has
five
said that
sometimes.
He has said that 150 times on the air.
Okay, my bad.
B-Dub. As revealed on the Mikey Show, who is the only member of the Mikey Show not to have seen any of the Star Wars movies?
Oh, man. Sky?
Incorrect. It was Ashley.
That breaks my heart. Poor kid.
I don't even know what it's all about.
I haven't either.
It
bores me
to
death.
Get out of here.
Thank you,
is that
Hesh?
True?
Yeah, I haven't.
You never seen one of the Star Wars movies?
And I've never seen
New to America?
Godfather, or any of them.
None of the Godfather movies?
Me neither.
Oh.
Get out.
Why? Why?
I like romantic comedies.
Ooh, I want to mace you.
Yeah, but don't you think that these films are important? Don't you think that they're big films that, you know, sort of everybody, you know?
I don't like them.
Thank you,
You can't say that you don't like them. You've never seen them.
I just don't like science fiction.
You're not interested. You're not interested.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
You're not interested in science fiction like the Godfather films.
I don't like killing. I don't like killing.
Right.
Or action adventure.
Okay.
You're infuriating.
I concur that
it's porn?
Boring and unnecessary.
Russell.
It's romantic.
We're to Russell, right?
Yes.
Russell, who does the Mikey Show work with to produce many of the show's parody songs?
Flounder.
That is correct.
Ooh! Nice job.
Very good.
Best nice in the job. Business. Daring Sky, Hessian. Daring Sky's celebrity birthdays bit. Which part of Boston Rob's body is often inflicted with punishment?
Uh-oh. I know what it is.
His penis.
Yeah. Well, didn't you guys just do that this morning?
No, that is incorrect. It's his arm. His arm.
Oh, sorry.
That's awkward.
Who here is uncomfortable?
Oh, my God.
Penis.
I thought you guys did something with him this morning.
You thought wrong.
Okay. B-Dub. For whom did the Mikey Show throw a birthday party in the studio, complete with balloons, cake, a barbershop quartet, and a phoned-in birthday wish from celebrities?
I'm kind of drawing a blank right now, but I was part of this one, I think. But I think I'm going to say Ashley?
Incorrect.
I wish. That'd be nice, huh?
It was Bobby Kernels, who coincidentally is also the person whom I gave a speech for.
Oh, don't mention it.
On Ashley's birthday. What?
That's right. Made me cry, in fact.
What was that, Eddie?
Best speech ever.
I thought it was a good speech. I thought it was a good speech.
I think to differ.
I thought that until Ashley began to inappropriately cry.
Oh. I'm sorry, I can't control my feelings. So whether it was inappropriate or not, it was my emotions protruding out.
Okay, well, first of all, they're not protruding.
First of all, they are.
No, your emotions are not protruding.
First of all, they are.
Emotions protruding right now.
Hey, hello.
Anyways, move on. Talk about that.
Sit on the coolest guy.
I am.
Relax. We got it.
I got it over here, Sean.
Yeah, we got it here.
I'm keeping score, Sean. I got the score.
Good job.
Microsoft.
Guys.
Russell.
Yes.
Mikey and Eddie's song Dog Day Afternoon has a melody and tempo that sounds remarkably close to a song by which popular band?
I honestly don't know this one.
Motley Crue.
Yeah. That's a good tune.
Hessian.
Yes.
What 1980s movie does Mikey try to work into constant references?
Great question.
Can you repeat the question?
No!
okay. 80s movie?
Come on!
What? God.
Like his go-to!
It's my go-to, it is.
I'm, we like, having a brain block. Okay, no.
Kramer versus Kramer.
Oh.
I don't
it goes
like.
Well beyond the show, by the way.
I don't like.
I don't like action adventure.
I don't like law movies either.
I love you, Hesh. You're the best.
We're divorced.
Law movies.
That's awesome.
I don't like movies.
Well, I've never seen it.
Yeah. I don't like movies with actors.
Yeah. I'm not into movies with any kind of mammal.
I don't like movies on film.
Yeah. Penguins, they're okay.
I don't like anything kind of shot movie. On Panavision.
Oh.
B-Dub.
Uh-oh.
With which member of his family does Mikey have a tumultuous relationship?
That would be your mother.
That is correct. What? Hesh was raising her hand on that one. I know that one.
I don't believe that, though. I really don't.
No, she's
yeah, it's
a great
not.
Lady.
It's not true.
She's an angel.
She is a great.
Just
lady.
All made up for the air.
That's true.
Russell.
Yes.
Who's in the lead, Sky?
It's a tie right now between B Dub and Russell, but you know Russell gets another question. So.
Where's Gina?
I think she's
probably working.
Cause she's a yeah, badass.
She
man.
Might be upstairs working like we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
She's really good at you know. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you who I'd really like to have try this game.
Oh.
You know who would be really interesting to talk to doing this?
Oh, no.
Would be Terry.
Oh, no.
Honestly.
Get one of these questions.
If I'm being honest, I don't think Terry would get one of these questions right.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know.
Russell. What does Mikey call Skye's Mazda Miata?
Steel.
Beat up so aggressive.
I love him. Yes, I love it.
I don't know.
The beach car.
Oh, come on.
Dude.
Russell!
Dude.
Somebody slap him.
You idiot.
Idiot.
Oh, my.
I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
Even Hesh knows.
Idiot. Oh,
yeah.
She doesn't know anything.
Hey.
Hessian.
She's never
so
seen
mean.
One movie ever.
Hey, yeah.
I saw The Breakup.
Oh, you're ridiculous.
Heard that was good.
That was good.
Hessian, who won the boyfriend competition with Boston Rob? What was the girl's name?
Oh, Chelsea.
That's correct.
Wow.
Very nice. Hey, very nice.
Yes, very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's
very nice.
Boston
yeah.
Russ.
Ooh. Wow. I don't know the. I didn't know the answer to this next one. B Rob. Oh. Or maybe. Excuse me. B Dub. B Dub.
Slimmer and shorter.
When Skye was 5, her brother broke which of her bones?
Wow.
You said this on the air?
He had to have.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. This was from a listener, by the way, this whole list.
No, I've met her brother.
Huh?
I've met her brother.
Yeah?
He doesn't exist.
Did he break this on you, too?
I've
never seen him ever.
I'm gonna say her nose.
Incorrect. The nose isn't really a bone.
Oh,
yes,
no.
It is. I broke
cartilage.
It 2 times.
It's cartilage.
Cartilage bone.
I think it may be a part of your body, but I don't know that
cavity.
It's a bone.
Yeah.
No, I broke my nose bone.
Yeah,
guys,
I broke my
I didn't
eye
even
bone.
Hear bone. I just, that was a guess.
I broke I my ear bone one time.
My teeth bone got broke once.
Do you know the answer, B-Dub?
No.
It's her collarbone.
God, that's
scary that I knew that.
Or clavicle. Would that have worked?
Yeah, clavicle would have worked.
Damn it.
Wow. Russell. What is Sky's nickname for Mr. Sky?
That's an easy
really,
one.
It's really lame.
Easy one, Russell. Come on.
She just gave me the dirtiest look. Russell, are you kidding me?
Throw something at
his face. Dude, I know Gina's yelling this out right now upstairs. Yeah. I bet Hessian knows. Do you know? Don't say.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, with the looks already.
Yeah.
I think I do this one.
It's not the answer. Do you know the answer, Russell?
Hubby?
Do you know the answer? No, you don't know?
I know.
It's Bunny Boo.
That's what Brian said.
Yeah, he did.
Hessian.
Yep.
Hessian.
But he doesn't get the point.
What type of job does Eddie's fiance have?
Oh. Sandwich maker.
That's acceptable.
Yes, it is acceptable.
It is. Do you know the answer? Do you know the real answer?
Oh, no.
I really thought she was a sandwich maker. The answer is probation officer.
Wow.
All right. Where are we at, Sky?
We're all tied up, but Elizabeth has had one more question than everybody else.
So one more each.
One more each. Here we go. V-Dub. What type of mammal does Mikey fear the most?
Man, I wasn't... I thought you were going to go a different direction there.
What?
I thought you were going to do Eddie.
Seals.
I'm going to say, I don't know, great white shark?
No. Rodents. Russell, name one of Mikey's cats. And I want to say for the record, they're not my cats. They're not my cats. They all belong to my wife.
Oh, Russell.
I know this one.
Russell, name one.
Come on, Russell.
Come on, dude.
I know, stop.
Oh. Angry with Sky.
Uh-oh. You've been to the house. You've seen him. You've...
Damn it!
You make Russell angry.
Hessian's not going to count for you, but you can name one.
Jules.
That's correct.
How do you know that?
Jules, Sydney, and Ginger are the other ones. Hessian.
No, Hessian.
Oh.
Eddie used to work at which fast food establishment?
Oh, I thought you were going to say which radio station.
No,
you
said that.
BK?
Incorrect.
Oh.
You were Mickey D's.
Yeah.
Was there a BK in Gilroy?
We didn't go on
10th Street.
Yeah, there was. Hey, we didn't need to go that far, right, yeah, Sky? Are we still tied? So the next person to get one right will be the winner.
It's basically because Hessian missed that. It's come down to Brian and Russell.
Unless they both miss it.
Unless they both miss it. Or both get it right.
Right.
Mm.
Hopefully Mike won't give me one of those ones where he doesn't know either.
Okay. B-Dub. What casino did Sky get thrown out of because they thought she was a prostitute?
Very tough.
Doesn't that happen in multiple cities?
Did Sky get thrown out of because they thought she was a prostitute?
Man. I'm going to say Harris.
Correct. Russell.
And for the record, that was in New Orleans, and it was because I was reading a book at the bar by myself, okay?
Hooker.
So, for the record. I wasn't dressed like a whore or doing anything scandalous, for the record.
Hooker!
Prostitute.
Come on, Russell.
Go, Russell. I'm cheering for you now.
Oh, this is a good question. This is a tough question.
Oh.
Oh,
oh
no. That is a four-out question.
Russell, what nickname does Mr. Sky have for Sky when she straightens her hair?
Oh, that's hard. That's very hard.
You know this one.
I do.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
Write it down and hand it to me.
Okay.
There's no chance in hell.
Why?
Hessian does not know the answer to this. If she does, she should be crowned.
Whatever.
Russell, you don't know?
I've seen a movie. How do you crown her?
Hand it to me. Are you nuts? Like, are you insane?
What?
She wrote down Shannon.
No, I didn't.
Let me see that.
That's not what that says.
What does it say?
Should I say it out loud?
Yeah.
Savannah?
No.
That's Ashley's
name. That's Ashley's name.
Oh.
Props for that.
Yeah. Definitely props for that. You don't know, do you, Russell? It's Hot Donna. He calls her Hot Donna. B-Dub, congratulations.
Nice.
New champion.
Yes.
Taking over the title.
Wow.
Big fans and friends of all you guys. You consider your family. And yeah, all right.
Hey, listen. I got to consider it's kind of weird because no Gina. Gina's very good at this stuff.
Yeah.
She's very good at this stuff. All right. Thank you, guys. It was very good. Hessian, Russell, and B-Dub. Eddie, what do you say?
What do you say?
Yo. Hey.
Did you IM me?
Oh, my headphones are hot.
Hot cans.
Let's
hot
do some cans. Trivia.
Hot cans.
What do you say we do some trivia?
What kind of trivia?
I prepared this beforehand because I wanted to test B-Rod.
B-Rob.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to make you a deal.
Ooh, I like deals.
If you do well on this,
mm-hmm.
we will never call you B-Rod again.
Oh, that's blasphemous.
You'll go back to B-Rob.
Deal.
And it's Boston Red Sox trivia.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, well, he should get all this right then.
Should get every one of them.
That's right.
Awesome.
You ready, B-Rod?
Yes.
What is Trot Nixon's real name?
Holy Jesus.
Dude, okay. Any Boston Red Sox fan should know that. Come on.
Really?
Eddie, do you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know, B-Rod?
Holy good Lord, no.
Oh, you're pathetic.
Eddie?
It makes me sick.
Eddie.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Now, by the way, I compiled this. I compiled this list.
Dude,
I went online.
I have no idea.
I don't know any Boston Red Sox trivia, but I went online and I came up with this. Eddie, can you answer the question?
Yeah.
What is it?
Isn't it Christopher Trotman Nixon?
That is correct.
Dude, watch one game.
Here we go.
Hold on. And they would say that, on the game. They would say Chris Nixon.
No.
You're lying.
No, they would say Christopher Trotman Nixon.
No, they wouldn't.
Trot and his real name is blah, 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 blah.
No,
every
they
once
wouldn't.
In a while.
No,
Rob,
you're a clown, dude.
You're a clown, dude.
If you don't do that, then how does Eddie know? How does Eddie know?
What? You watch Red Sox games all the time?
Be right.
It's BS, man.
I got this stuff from the internet, and he knew.
Wait. You're worthless.
You're ready for question number two?
That's crap.
You ready for number two?
That's crap.
You ready for number two? Listen, if you...
Let's go. That's enough. Let's bring on the next one.
What is the captain of the team, Jason Veritek's number?
33.
That's correct. Good job.
My favorite player. I love him.
There's 9 questions here. So if you get the majority of them correct... No more B-Rod ever.
Oh, that would be so nice. Hate having to correct you guys every time you say it.
Who holds the Red Sox single-season home run record?
David Ortiz? No. Ted Williams. Ooh.
I need your final answer.
Single season, you said? That's got to be Ted Williams.
You're incorrect. It was David Ortiz.
Oh,
Dude, it happened this year.
That's what I just.
It happened this year.
That's what I was thinking. I don't know why I second guessed myself.
You're the worst.
I hate you right now. I hate you right now. I hate you right now. I love when Eddie rubs it in. I love it.
I hate it.
It's my hate it. Isn't it your favorite thing, Sean?
Absolutely.
It's my favorite thing.
I love it. I think it happened this year.
No, no, no. It did happen this year. That's why I belted it out and I second guessed myself.
I heard it happen this year.
Was it 52?
54.
You're worth.
Come on. Oh, I'm sorry. Eddie, I got to be honest with you. I really thought he was a Boston Red Sox fan because he wears this stuff all the time. He's from Boston. I really thought he was a fan.
I'm shocked.
Aren't you shocked? Honestly, aren't you shocked?
So I second-guessed myself on that one. Next question. Jesus.
Who started... Don't take the Lord's name in vain.
Please.
It's not in vain.
Who started...
Praying to him right now.
Who started... Who started game one of the 86 World Series?
Was it Mr. Roger Clemens?
Oh. Is that your final answer? Is that your final answer?
Hold on.
This is my favorite.
I can't believe you, dude. You're where are you from? Game one of the 86 World Series.
Where are you from?
I'm from Boston.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you? Are you not Montana Rob?
Oh, no. Oh,
freaking Montana Rob.
Cool.
You
cool.
are upsetting me.
Uh-oh. This isn't going so well for Rob.
I'm not going anywhere else with it. Yeah.
Who started game
one? That's my final answer. Whatever.
Your final answer is what?
Oh, don't check out.
Well, I'm getting beat up pretty bad here.
Can you name another pitcher? Can you name any other pitcher on that team?
Oh, come on.
Eddie, we don't have to humiliate him.
Oh, no. It's pathetic.
No, no, no. No.
Hey.
No, no. I am
B-Rod,
Boston Eddie.
B-Rod.
You're Boston.
B-Rod.
You are not.
B-Rod.
You are not.
B-Rod.
B-Ed. Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
The answer is Bruce Hurst. Eddie, you knew that?
Bruce Hurst.
I'm sorry, Oracle. I bowed down to
I'm
you.
I'm sorry, Boston
listen,
Rob.
Boston Rob.
Oh.
Game Boston one Rob. Of that World Series, which I was four. I didn't get to see any of it.
Boston
I'm
Rob.
Sorry, I don't
Boston
know.
Boston Rob, listen to me. There are five questions left.
And I got to what? Get them all?
No, I'm just saying to you, there are five questions left. You've missed three out of the first four.
Oh, that's great.
No, it's actually
I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you this. How confident do you feel in your ability to answer the next five questions?
Oh, there we go.
How confident do you feel?
Well, if you were a Red Sox fan, he should be 100% confident.
Oh, how confident do you feel? How confident do you feel?
I'm so-so with it.
Oh,
not very confident?
What can this be? His name is Boston Rob.
Right?
Well,
idiot.
I got reasons for why I got those wrong, but I'm not going to get into it.
How confident do you feel?
Excuses.
How confident do you feel?
I told you so-so. You want a percentage number? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
This is pathetic.
Thank you.
I'd say about 70%
yeah,
that I'm confident.
Right.
Well, I'm glad that you feel fairly confident because the best promotion director in the country is in the studio right now.
Accurate.
Oh, no.
Mr. Jay Isbell, and he has a machine with him. Jay, why don't you come over to Sky's microphone?
Oh.
How you doing, guys?
I don't like Jay coming down here.
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what I could say, but
well,
it's a whacking machine of sorts.
That's right. Had Jay working on this now for a couple of months.
Oh, yeah.
And it was for this day.
That thing looks scary.
Yeah, it does.
It is.
Jay, explain to everybody what the machine is.
Well, basically, you straddle over the machine, and it's got a device that is hinged with two springs. And it basically, when released, it comes up and hits you in the groin. With a leather whip-like.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do.
That doesn't sound like fun.
B-Rod, we're going to have you come in here and stand over it.
Oh,
and if
no.
you get a question wrong, we're going to release the spring. Now, Jay, can you demonstrate
oh, sure.
what it sounds like? Sky, pull the microphone over there.
Dude, that thing looks like a catapult.
Holy.
Look at that.
Is that...
That's that can't be safe? Healthy.
Oh my gosh.
It's the code. Here we go.
Watch out, Curdles.
Oh!
Oh!
No.
Yes!
B-Rod, come on in here.
Oh, no.
Come on in here.
Awesome!
The Stump Boy days are back, guys.
Yes, oh, thank you.